imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Welcome back to the Bruce Fallon Show with Dad's Point of View. That was the Turtles and Happy Together. My producer very quickly pulled that out of his hat, and I thank you, Richard, for doing that. Do love that song. We have decided for a variety of reasons to maybe not talk about Happy Together and going to the Old Fart concert. Because I got Pastor Drew here, and he deals with a lot of teenagers. And teenagers have a lot of stress in their life, just like adults, more so than I think teens have had in the past. And so Pastor Drew's our guest. He's been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. He and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be back. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know the first order of business is a update on the health and welfare of baby Judah Andrew. So how is he doing?
Well, Judah's coming up on 4 months. He's smiling, laughing, and we're recording some great videos of him even trying to talk back to us in his baby cooing language. It's a lot of fun.
And I understand you're a stay-at-home dad for a couple days now.
I am. My wife went back to work part-time this week, and so I've been helping out. It's been really good. Good for Judah, good for my wife, and great for me.
It is a beautiful thing to do, and you will get rewards that you will not even know till later. And I'm very glad you get the privilege of being able to do that, because not a lot of people can. And also, I'm glad that your work allows you to have that flexibility. But let's talk about stress. You know, you were saying on the break that you're amazed at some of the stressors that your teens, and when I say your teens, as the teen youth pastor, you have a lot of teens that you minister to. So I'm very curious. We, as always, never pre-plan what we're going to talk about, so I have no idea what you're going to say, but what did you mean by all those stressors that you see the kids face?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When I think back on my childhood and my adolescence, I don't even remember using the word stress till maybe pretty far along through high school, but I'm watching these young adolescents down into middle school and even some elementary age kids using that word. Boy, I'm so stressed. I'm so stressed. And so I don't know if it's you know, that it's a more popular word than it was, let's say, 20 years ago, or if the environmental influences are actually causing more stress with kids.
It's probably it's probably a bit of both.
I think so. But one of the things that I've noticed in terms of the environment that adds more stress is the level of performance and the anxiety that goes along with that, whether it's sports or school or hobbies. No longer do you just, you know, learn how to play the flute, for example. Now you've got to set these goals, get these personal training coaches to make it so that you can get a full ride to college on a flute scholarship.
You know, I'm laughing because it's so sad and so true.
Yeah, there was this one young girl, I think she was about 13, her freshman year of high school. I said, hey, what's the summer going to look like? You going to have some fun? You going to, you know, enjoy it with your friends? You going to travel all? She says, no, I'm going to SAT boot camp. And I said, oh, tell me about that. And she says, well, it's Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I said, wow, that's going to be a long week. And she says, no, it's for 8 weeks.
Holy cow. SAT meaning the SAT?
The SAT is that you take your, I believe, your junior year in high school. And she was a freshman going into her sophomore year, and she was taking this SAT boot camp, and that's what she was doing for 8 weeks, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., honor student, and she said, she used the phrase, she's got, I'm just so stressed because I've got to do well on that test. And I see that left and right.
Well, I blame several things for that. Number one, in her case, I blame her parents. They are putting that stress on her. She might be putting some of it on herself. I mean, I know with my boys, my younger son is very eager to do well across the board in school and on his exam. So he actually puts stress on himself. But many times, and my older son didn't give a darn. He just wanted to play music and got lucky enough to be good enough at his music to get into the Berklee College of Music. So, and I really, I say there's a certain degree of luck. Obviously, his talent got him in, but that's the only place he applied to. But these kids that are, you know, are Harvard bound, or they're parents are alma maters of UCLA or Stanford, or in your case, USC. And the parents just, you're going to SC. You're going to UCLA. I blame the parents for just this absurd pressure, because it's so much harder to get in these schools than it ever was. And then we're taking away their childhoods.
Yeah, and now a 4.0 isn't enough. There was a kid I was talking to maybe about 2 weeks ago, and they just graduated from high school. They're headed off to college. And they were talking about the grades, and they ended up with a 4.25.
Ah, what a failure.
And I said, wow, were you the valedictorian? They said, oh, no, not even close. And I didn't get two good grades, they said. I'm thinking, you didn't get good grades with a 4.25?
I remember hearing recently, and this is particularly bad in California, where of course we reside and I broadcast from, I remember hearing of a kid with a 4.5 or better GPA, lots of extracurricular activities, and a 2350 SAT out of 2400,
wow,
who was not accepted into a single UC campus.
Wow.
That, to me, there is a big problem when that's happening. And I'm not, and the family was just stunned. I don't remember what they ended up doing. Obviously, the kid got into schools. I mean, it's not that he wasn't going to get in, but they had really hoped that he could stay in state. They could save a little money, even though California institutions are absurdly overpriced right now. It's a real... So that stress, it's going to come out in kids having physical problems as well. Are you seeing physical manifestations in addition to psychological ones?
Well, you know, I've seen, and, you know, a lot of it bleeds over, you know, psychological bleeds over into the physical, of course, but I see a lot of eating disorders among not only young girls, but a lot of young guys these days. I'm seeing...
What are their eating? What are you referring to? We all know about anorexia, but I'm assuming you're talking about something other than just anorexia.
Well, there's a whole host of things. I'm talking about, you know, bulimia, for example, where they binge on food and then purge, you know, through vomiting. Of course, anorexia, but there's also there's different names for it. But I understand it as they refer to it as hypergymnasia. I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's an obsession with working out and not eating that much. And so they'll go for hours and hours and hours on the treadmill, running, and it's almost gone past the, oh, it just relieves stress, to I can't miss it.
Are they addicted to the endorphins? Is that what's happening?
Possibly. You know, and I'm not a psychologist, but I would imagine the little that I do know, there's a high from it, and I think that in some ways it's a sense of control. As I've talked to these students, they said, you know, that's the one thing that I can control. I can't control my grades. I can't control how my peers view me, what my reputation is. But what I can control is what I eat. Even cutting has become, you know, even more so among young ladies, but also young men, where they can control that pain. It's really, really sad.
That's bizarre. It's bizarre. Wow. We're almost out of time. Pastor Drew, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Right now on Facebook, / Surfer Drew.
I still love that you're Surfer Drew. Are you going to post some pictures? And you were going to send me something last week. You didn't. I forgot what it was.
I know. I need to.
Okay, well, do it. Do it now before you forget. I don't even remember what it was.
Hey, while I'm the stay-at-home dad, while my son's sleeping, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you so much. And give a little kiss and a hug to Judah for me.
Fantastic.
Talk to you later. We will be back with special guest Britt Michaelian for the Women's Room.
Oh, I can say I have to let you go, baby, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on. Please.